This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. COVID-19 deaths worldwide exceeded 2 million on Friday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, a year after the coronavirus was first detected in Wuhan, China. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters on Friday that the death toll, quote, has been made worse by the absence of a global coordinated effort. He also said, quote, science has succeeded, but solidarity has failed. The United States has the world's highest totals of cases and deaths. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks coronavirus statistics, reports more than 23 million COVID-19 cases in the United States, with a death toll rapidly approaching 400,000. Some states, having vaccinated their frontline workers, have opened vaccinations to older people but have been overrun with requests. Medical facilities are on the verge of running out of vaccines. In many instances, the technology used to take the requests has crashed, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Friday that a newly detected and highly contagious variant of the coronavirus may become the dominant strain in the United States by March. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden named pioneering geneticist Eric Lander as the director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy on Friday, elevating the post to cabinet-level status for the first time. Lander is a Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor who helped lead the Human Genome Project. He'll also serve in the role of presidential science advisor, according to Biden's team. Mr. Biden has said, quote, science will always be at the forefront of my administration. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The National Rifle Association on Friday filed petitions with a U.S. bankruptcy court seeking protection from creditors by restructuring, according to the gun rights advocacy group. The NRA said in a news release that it has filed the Chapter 11 bankruptcy petitions in Dallas, Texas. The NRA said it would restructure as a Texas nonprofit to exit what it said was a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York State, where it's currently registered. Last August, New York State Attorney General Letitia James sued to dissolve the NRA, alleging senior leaders of the nonprofit group diverted millions of dollars for personal use and to buy the silence and loyalty of former employees. The NRA in recent decades has been one of the leading voices in the United States opposing proposed or existing gun control measures. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a last-minute push to solidify Morocco's normalization with Israel, bestowed a rare award Friday on its king as Trump's administration rallied international support in a regional dispute. Trump, who sees Arab recognition of Israel as a key overseas achievement of his presidency, last month broke decades of precedent by recognizing Morocco's full sovereignty over contested Western Sahara. In turn, Morocco said it would normalize relations with the Jewish state of Israel. The White House said it presented King Mohammed VI with the Legion of Merit degree of chief commander in a private ceremony in Washington, in which Morocco's ambassador accepted. The military award was created to honor Allied leaders in World War II and had slid into obscurity until it was revived by Mr. Trump, who last month also presented it to the prime ministers of Australia, India, and Japan. New York prosecutors conducted an hours-long interview Thursday of former Donald Trump attorney Michael Cohen. Three people familiar with the meeting told the Associated Press investigators with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office asked about Mr. Trump's business dealings. The interview focused in part on Mr. Trump's relationship with Deutsche Bank, his biggest and longest-standing creditor. District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. has been waging a protracted legal battle to get access to Mr. Trump's tax records, and the White House has declined to comment. In response to the January 6th crackdown on pro-democracy politicians and activists in Hong Kong, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced on Friday the United States is sanctioning six Chinese and Hong Kong officials for their roles in the clampdown. More on this is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.